بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. صبر or patience has much wider meaning in the Sharia than it has in the everyday language. In our everyday usage, we say a person is patient when he can withstand a hardship without complaining. That's only one of three aspects of sabr as defined by the Sharia. The first aspect of sabr in Sharia is sabr ala ta'ah, or patience in following Allah's commands. That we perform something that we are supposed to do against pressures of our own desires or those of the society. The second aspect is sabr anil ma'asiyah, or sabr against sin. This is staying away from sin despite pressures of our own desires or pressures of the society. The third one is sabr alal musibah, or patience in the face of hardships or difficulties. There's a hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that can be paraphrased as such, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when a person falls sick, Allah's angels talk about him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah asks them, what is his reaction? If the person is patient, if he expects a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his difficulties, and if he hopes that Allah will cure him, then angels tell Allah so. And Allah says, be my witness. If it is my decision that I will cure him, then after curing him, I'll give him new blood that will be better than his previous blood, and new flesh that will be better than his previous flesh, and I will also forgive his sins. And if it is my decision that he should die, then I will enter him into paradise. On the other hand, when a person is impatient, then Allah tells his angels to be my witness, that if it is my decision to cure him this time, then Allah, I'll give him new blood that will be worse than his previous blood, and new flesh that will be worse than his previous flesh, and I will also punish him. And if it is my decision that he should die during this sickness, then I'll enter him into hell. This hadith tells us about the importance of sabr, the great reward that sabr carries with it, and the great punishment that impatience carries. It also tells us what sabr means. Does it mean then that to have patience, we should never express any pain or suffering, any feeling of pain or suffering? The answer is no. One thing to remember is that sabr is fard. It's a mandatory duty for every Muslim to have patience. Impatience is the sin and is haram. And it's one of Allah's rules that He never makes something as a mandatory duty which is beyond our abilities to do. Allah says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah never burdens a soul with something that is beyond its capacity. So, to express feelings of pain and suffering is something that's beyond our capacity, beyond our capability to control, and therefore, that is not forbidden. What is forbidden is to complain over our hardships and difficulties. This complaint can take many forms, and it normally happens, although we may not sometimes even realize it. A person dies and people say, he had an untimely death. What does that mean? Untimely death. That's a very, very dangerous statement to be making. What we are saying is that, na'udzubillah, Allah chose the wrong time for his death. We are criticizing the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is impatience, and that's haram. Or people say, when they face some difficulty, they say, why me? A very common expression in the English language. Why me? Why I had to suffer? As if I did not deserve this suffering. It was a wrong decision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me go through that difficulty or hardship or pain or suffering. Again, that is impatience and that is haram. On the other hand, what a believer says is that, oh Allah, I accept all of your decisions. Your decisions are right. But I am a very weak person. And I cannot withstand this difficulty that I am facing right now. That's why I am crying. And I ask you to relieve me from this pain. But at the same time, I fully accept whatever decisions you make for me. The son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, Hazrat Ibrahim, at a young age. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ibrahim, we are full of sorrow over your death, but we also submit to Allah's will. His grandson was nearing death, the son of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he was brought to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet took him in his lap and his eyes filled with tears. A Sahabi was close by and he said, Oh, Messenger of Allah, do you also cry? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, This is Allah's mercy that He has put in His servant's heart. So this feeling of pain or even expression of pain, the tears and the cries are not against sabr. The real thing that's against sabr is the complaint over whatever happens to us. Allah says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Be sure that he shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods, lives, and the fruits of your toil. But give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere, who say when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong, and to Him is our return. They are those on whom descend blessings from their Lord and mercy, and they are the ones that receive guidance. My mentor, Dr. Abdul Hayy, used to say, quoting this verse, that see, Allah did not ask us in this verse that we will never express pain, but they did ask that even in the case of pain and hardship and difficulty, our words will only be Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him is our return, and we are happy and we accept whatever pain and suffering we are passing through. How is it possible that we both accept the pain and express our suffering over it? Well, what happens when you visit a dentist? You go through pain and suffering, you may even cry, but you also pay that dentist to perform the procedure that is performing, because you accept the procedure and you think it's good for you. What do we do when we go to a surgeon? He performs some surgery and that's very painful. Yet, we'll be paying that surgeon to perform that surgery because we, although when we feel the pain, we express it and we cry over it, but we also accept it because we know it's good for us. And we even pay for that surgical procedure. The hardships and difficulties that we receive, we can take them as the surgical operations which are mandated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also purify us, although we feel the pain and we can express it, but we also know that they are good for us, because through them Allah is purifying us, and through them Allah is increasing our rewards in the hereafter. In fact, one hadith says that when the people in the day of judgment will see the rewards for patience that will be coming to those people who were sabirin in this world, then everyone will wish that in their worldly life they had gone through immense torture, so much so that their skins had been removed using scissors, so that they would be getting the reward on that day. One day, one of our greatest mentors and scholars, Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki, was giving a lecture on this issue. He was saying that every hardship is in reality a blessing. While his lecture was going on, a person who was suffering with leprosy happened to walk into the meeting. People could see wounds all over his body, and the stink from those wounds filled the air. Now this person came and asked Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki to pray for him. Now everybody was wondering what he is going to say. He had just finished saying that every hardship is a blessing. Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki raised his hands in prayer and he said, "O Allah, every hardship and affliction is a blessing. This affliction that I am going through is also a blessing, but I am a weak person and I cannot withstand this blessing. So please replace this blessing of affliction with a blessing of well-being and good health." In other words, we do not ask for a hardship. And when it arrives, we do ask Allah to remove it. But while it is there, we also recognize and fully realize that this hardship is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we accept. Sometimes people ask or wonder, why do we have any hardship and difficulty in this life? Why is it not possible that this world should become totally free of all difficulties and suffering? Well, the simple answer is that Allah has created three universes. There is one universe which has all joy and no pain and suffering, and that is Jannah or Paradise. The second universe has all suffering and pain and no joy whatsoever, and that is Hell or Jahannam. And the third universe has both of them, pains and joys, on a very small scale, and that is this world, this dunya. So this is part of the grand design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there will be joys in this world and there will be suffering and pains in this world. And there is not a single person who can go through life without suffering any difficulty, hardship or pain. In fact, if there were such a person that who never felt any pain, had no difficulties or hardships in this life, then he would turn into a pharaoh. He would turn into a very, very arrogant person. He would turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a great blessing of the hardships that they make us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They increase our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, during few moments of the pain and suffering, we get so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot get to in years of other exercises, that is spiritual exercises. This is what the part of the hadith that said that Allah gives him better blood than his previous blood really means. That when a person goes through some difficulty and hardship very patiently, without complaining, and being happy with accepting totally Allah's will, then when Allah cures him from that disease or sickness, he comes out a purer person spiritually. He is a person who is now has a greater association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has advanced on the spiritual scale. That's why his flesh is better than his previous flesh, and his blood is better than his previous blood. This leads me to the second question. Sometimes the hardships and difficulties we see in this world are not really blessings, they are a punishment. How do we differentiate between the two cases? When is a difficulty a blessing and when is a difficulty a punishment? The answer is, then, whenever during a difficulty we find ourselves turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that difficulty is a blessing. And whenever we find, may Allah protect us all from that situation, that during a difficulty we turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that difficulty was not a blessing, that was a punishment. It is stated that Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, the famous prophet who had lot of pain in this world, Satan or Shaitan used to come to him and tell him, see, you are going to this punishment, Allah is punishing you. Everyone has left you, you are all alone. During his sickness, everybody had left him and he was totally all by himself during that long period. And Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam used to say, no, Allah, this is not a punishment, this is a blessing. Because during this hardship, I am still turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma anni masani ad-darru wa anta ar-rahimin. That was his dua. He was turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was the proof that what he was suffering, what he was going through, was not a punishment, but Allah's blessing. But on the other hand, when a person, we find that a person has turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during a difficulty, then that difficulty itself was a punishment. Sometimes people say, I have been making this dua or supplication, my prayers have not been answered, I have gotten tired of making those prayers. A Muslim should never, never get tired of making a dua. To get tired of making a dua is, may Allah protect us, is a sign that our whatever difficulty we were going through was a punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if we keep on asking, making the same dua, same prayers, although apparently they have never been answered, but we still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our hardship and difficulty is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will find its great reward on the day of judgment. When Allah says, يُوَفُّتْصَابِرُونَ عَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, Allah will reward the sabirun, the people who were truly patient, tremendously. So the summary of all this is that whenever a hardship or difficulty comes, we feel it, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve it. At the same time, we never complain about it, and we show our acceptance of Allah's will. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes it possible for us to understand this concept of sabr and to make us among the sabireen. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.